This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Making headlines this hour, the MUT Open Day attracts municipal leaders and thousands of prospective students, and a man convicted in Westville pub shooting sentenced to 25 years. The time is 9 o'clock. Good morning. Mangosuthu University of Technology brought its open day to Dinner House on 7 May 2026 in partnership with the local municipality, giving rural learners direct access to information on higher education without travelling to Durban. The event drew full support from municipal leadership, including Mayor Bongani Alves Hatebe, alongside senior officials from the Departments of Education and Health. Officials said that turnout reflected a shared commitment to the widening access and linking secondary education to career pathways. And Mayor Hatebe welcomed the initiative and urged learners to prioritize education and prepare early for university applications to help address the country's skills gap. In other news, the former SANF Special Forces soldier Frederick Nicholas Leroux was sentenced to 25 years in prison by the Durban High Court on Wednesday for murdering his wife, Taryn Leroux, in Westville pub shooting last September. Leroux pleaded guilty and was sentenced to 22 years for murder and additional time for firearm and ammunition charges, all to run concurrently. The court evidence showed he told his wife to call the police before shooting her and later admitted to the killing. Family members said they were relieved the case was over, though they felt the sentence was not severe enough for the crime. And finally, kuvaleke amanxeba esilonda esidalwe ukuqokwa eminxeni yeyisikhombisa kepha wangathola ndondo yama Metro FM Awards kumculi wamapiano uZinqu Malo othole ingqayizivele yethuba elinikwe inkampani edlala umculo ngo-internet iSpotify. UZinqu Malo, ogama lakhe lokuzalwa nguZandile Nxumalo, umculo ongaconsi phansi kubalandeli bomculo, umenyezelwe ngabe Spotify ukuthi sebemkhethe njengenxusa lohlelo lwabo lwezinyanga zonke oluthi Equal Africa, onhloso yalo ukuqhakambisa ubuhle bemisebenzi yenziwa besifazane emculweni. I-Spotify idalule ukuthi lo mculi ufakwe kulolu hlelo ngenxa yokuthi kuthe sekuhlanganiswa izibalo zezingoma zamaciko ezilalelwa nezidlalwe kakhulu nyakenye. Kwavela ukuthi uZinqu Malo odabuka eSwatini kodwa osezinze eGoli uqengqeleze phambili. Kuvele ukuthi umculi okuzwakala iphimbo lika Zinqu Malo kuwona uqale ukugqama kakhulu ngo-2024 ngengoma yakhe ethi Funk 55 ayishaya Durban Gogo CRSA esidayise ngaphezu kweplatinum eliphindwe kwahlanu. New money markets this morning, the precious metals are trading higher as of 14 May 2026, with gold at $4,695 an ounce and platinum at $2,129.68. At the pumps, South African motorists are facing record fuel prices following consecutive hikes and ongoing global oil volatility. Inland 95 unleaded is at around 26.63 rand per litre and 93 unleaded at 26.52 rand, while diesel has climbed above 31 rand in some areas and reached 32.30 rand in Gauteng. Brent crude is trading at $105.95 a barrel. On the currency market, the rand was at 16.42 rand to the dollar. To recap the top stories this hour, the MET Open Day attracts municipal leaders and thousands of prospective students, and the man convicted in Westville pub shooting sentenced to 25 years. That is all from me this hour. Catch your next news bulletin at 10 o'clock. Reporting live on MET Radio News Desk, I am Kagazile Shinga.
MET Radio Traffic Update. Traffic.
Let's take a look at your roads. Crash on into...
This is an MUT Radio podcast.